Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. A BBC investigation has found evidence of more than 106 chemical weapons attacks in Syria since President Bashar al-Assad agreed to destroy his country's stockpile 5 years ago. Corroborating information from multiple impartial sources, the investigation found that President Assad's forces were behind the majority of the strikes designed to flush out rebel fighters from their strongholds. The BBC's Nawal al-Makhafi says chlorine was used most of all.
79 of these attacks were chlorine attacks, which is very interesting because chlorine isn't a banned chemical. It wasn't declared and destroyed as a part of the disarmament that took place following 2013. But when it's used as a weapon, it is 100% absolutely illegal. And 79 of the attacks that we saw did use chlorine.
The UN says the world should be ashamed that millions of people in Yemen are facing what could become the world's worst famine in 100 years as the civil war continues. UN officials are urging the Saudi-led coalition to halt airstrikes. Lisa Grande is the UN coordinator to Yemen.
There are 18 million people in the country who we consider to be food insecure. Of the 18 million, there are 8.5 million who every single day they wake up, they have no idea where their next meal will come from. We consider these people to be at grave risk of famine and starvation. If the war continues, we could be looking at 12 to 13 million innocent civilians who are at risk of dying from the lack of food.
The German Chancellor Angela Merkel is expected to meet senior party officials in Berlin this morning to discuss the heavy losses suffered by her Bavarian sister party in Sunday's state election in Bavaria. The CSU lost its absolute majority, and Mrs. Merkel's national coalition partners, the Social Democrats, saw their vote halved. Jenny Hill reports.
It was a disastrous night for Angela Merkel's coalition partners. The beneficiaries, smaller parties like the far-right AfD, which enters the regional parliament for the first time, and a revitalised Green Party, which has emerged as the region's second strongest power. Mrs. Merkel will want an extensive post-mortem. Bavaria reflects what's happening at national level, dwindling support for the traditional centre-right and centre-left. The SPD is in particular trouble. And there's speculation its leaders might try to pull out of Mrs. Merkel's fragile coalition government, which they've blamed for its decline.
World News from the BBC.